Listening Library presents The Thieves of Ostia by Caroline Lawrence. Read for you by Kim Hicks.
Scroll 1. Flavia Gemina solved her first mystery on the Ides of June in the 10th year of the Emperor Vespasian. She'd always had a knack for finding things her father had misplaced. His best toga, his quill pen, and once even his ceremonial dagger. But this time, there had been a real crime, with a real culprit. It was a hot, still afternoon, for the sea breeze had not yet risen. Flavia had just settled herself in the garden by the fountain, with a cup of peach juice and her favourite scroll. "Flavia! Flavia!" her father's voice came from the study. Flavia took a sip of juice and quickly scanned the scroll to find her place. She would just read one or two lines. After all, the study was so close, just the other side of the fig tree. Her house, like many others in the Roman port of Ostia, had a secret garden at its centre, invisible to anyone on the street. From that inner garden it was only a few steps to the dining room, the kitchen, the storeroom, a small latrine and the study. "Flavia!" She knew that tone of voice. "Coming, Pater!" she called. Hastily she set down her cup on the marble bench and placed a pebble on the open scroll to mark her place. In the study, her father was desperately searching through various scrolls and sheets of parchment on the cedarwood table. Although Marcus Flavius Geminus was extremely competent aboard his own ship, on land he was hopelessly absent-minded. "Oh, Pater," Flavia tried to keep the impatience out of her voice, "what have you lost now?"
"It isn't lost, it's been stolen."
"What? What's been stolen?"
"My seal, my amethyst signet ring, the one your mother gave me."
"Oh," she winced. Her mother...